Hey, check this out. You know what Eric asked me when I got into work this morning?
I have no idea. What'd he ask you?
He asked me if I felt the earthquake last night.
Earthquake? You've got to be kidding. I didn't feel an earthquake.
I know, that's what I said. He told me it actually woke him up last night.
What?
It was like it happened at like 4:42 in the morning, so we must have been sleeping. But I mean, it's possible that even if we had been awake, we might not have felt it because, maybe it wasn't felt, this far north. But I mean, I thought he was pulling my leg when he first talked about it.
Well, I guess that's not so far-fetched considering we live on a major fault line here.
Yeah, but actually, I think this earthquake was on a different fault line, because Eric lives just south of San Jose,
Yeah.
and the earthquake, he said, was due east of San Jose, so he was obviously a lot closer to the epicenter than we were. So I'm not even sure it was felt here.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, I've experienced quite a few earthquakes in the past several years, but I've been living here now a little over 2 years. I think I've only experienced one here. It was really strange too. I was I should say each earthquake has been a completely different experience. But the one I felt here, I was standing outside a restaurant talking to AJ and another friend, and all of a sudden, it just felt like this shift. It's really hard to explain, but it made me think of like a cartoon, like how in the cartoon, like buildings might just shift to the right and then shift right back.
Yeah, without falling.
Yeah, without falling. And I had no idea what was going on for a few minutes afterwards, and then I realized, oh, that must have been an earthquake.
Yeah, you know what I usually notice? The times that I've been at home here
Yeah.
and there's been an earthquake, it's almost as if there's this really big train or like a gigantic Mack truck going by, and suddenly I start to hear the heater shaking. And it's like the noise is like is loud for like a second, and then it's gone.
That's
So it's really
so.
weird. It's almost like the first couple of times I felt it, I wasn't even aware it was an earthquake while it was happening.
Well, that's so funny you say that because one that I experienced in Bangkok, it actually was after the tsunami. And so later I found out that it was aftershock from the tsunami. But anyway, I was in a building up on the ninth floor, and suddenly, there was all this rattling, and I'm thinking to myself, it was so irrational. I'm thinking to myself, God, there's like a train going by, and I can't believe that this building is shaking so much from the train. And of course, a train wouldn't have made a building, or at least me up on the ninth floor, feel something to that effect. And I think it happened about two times, and that one wasn't until several days later. When I was talking to people and they were like, oh, did you feel the earthquake? Then it dawned on me, oh, that was an earthquake.
Yeah,
It
I
was.
know. It's crazy how when you're not used to feeling them, you could think it's something else.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, totally.
I've been living here for a while now, and I've definitely felt my share of earthquakes. I mean, when you live here, it's a given that you're going to experience earthquakes. You just hope that you're not going to be here for the big one,
Yeah, right.
When I first moved here, it was about 5 years after the Loma Prieta earthquake, which was a very big earthquake here, and there are a lot of people who lived here who I met who had actually been living in the area when the earthquake hit. So it was interesting to get their perspective. And
Oh.
it also like made me remember where I was when I heard about the Loma Prieta earthquake. I was watching the World Series on TV, and it was taking place in San Francisco. So as I'm watching it, suddenly the announcer starts saying, "Wow, I think we're feeling an earthquake here," and the cameras started shaking, and all of a sudden the TV coverage cut out. So I wanted to get a rundown what happened, so I turned to the news station, and within a few minutes they were discussing this gigantic earthquake that had hit San Francisco, and they started showing pictures maybe 30 minutes later of these people who were trying to weed through the rubble of these buildings that had been like coming down. So, I mean, it
Oh,
was pretty
wow.
scary, I'll tell you what,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, well, the 3 months I was living in Japan, I experienced two. Both of those were very different from the one I'd experienced here, and also very different from the one in Bangkok. But one of them, I was actually up in my apartment, which was on the fifth floor of a building, and I was woken up at about 5 o'clock in the morning to the building swaying. And because earthquakes are like a dime a dozen in Japan, they've built a lot of their buildings to absorb the shock. So that's why it was swaying. It was a very surreal feel.
Hi, this is Kristen Dodds.
And this is Joe Weiss, and we just wanted to let you know that this material is copyrighted by Learn Real English LLC. www.learnrealenglish.com.